Om Shanti, I once again welcome you in the fifth plenary session regarding mindset to growth mindset, fixed mindset to growth mindset. So first of all, I'd like to invite our guest speakers on the stage, Mr. B.K. Balakishore, Professor Dr. Alok Mishra, Shri U.S. Taneja Ji, and Sister B.K. Yushu. Please kindly come on stage and take your seats. Kindly welcome all of our guests with a great round of applause. Professor Dr. Alok Mishra, and I request Shri U.S. Taneja Ji also to come on the stage. Thank you. Please take your seats. Now I request BK sisters to please welcome our guests with batches and bouquets. Yes, please welcome Shri U.B. Taneja Ji and Professor Alok Mishra and Sister B.K. Yushu. I'd like to start with our main speaker, keynote speaker, Dr. Balakishore. Let me introduce him. He's a vice president of sales technology. He's a digital wellness coach who designed India's first digital wellness course for undergraduates. For undergraduates engineering students. As a British Chevening scholar, he is a management. He did a management degree from Manchester Business School. He's a certified leadership coach, and holds a diploma in Vedic science. And he has been practicing Raja Yoga meditation since last 30 years, and he's also the core group member of Spark. So I liked Mr. B.K. Balakishore, please come and take us on the topic. How we can shift from fixed mindset to growth mindset. Please welcome Mr. B.K. Balakishore.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Thank you. You can have a little bit of a smile. It doesn't cost much. That's good. And thanks for being Prakriti Jeet and braving the nature and still coming for the session. So you can give a big hand to yourself. Very good. So how many of you have been to circus as kids? Okay. So you must have seen this. Elephant tied to a small chain. Can you see that? And do you think the chain can stop the elephant? With just one pull it can go. But still, elephant doesn't. You know the reason? Because when it was young, when it was bought from the forest, it was tied in four chains. All the four legs were tied to four chains. And each time it tried to break free of the chain, it became more and more painful. After 6 months of trying, it gives up. It starts believing that it can never break free of a chain. That is when the caretaker will start tying the elephant's legs with a thin chain. It doesn't matter what size or what, how fat or thin the chain is. Mere presence of the chain tells the elephant that it cannot break free. It has created a belief that I cannot do it. And its mind is set. And that's what we call as the mindset. In general, what I believe about my capability, can I do something or can I not do something? That is what we call as mindset. And interestingly, the minute I say I can do something or I say I cannot do something, it creates a whole new mental world, which we will explore in a few minutes. And it also becomes a part of self-image that I create of myself. It's of two types. The first one is what we call as the fixed mindset. So what does fixed mindset believe? It believes intelligence is carved in stone. Either you are intelligent or you are not intelligent. And a scores in the test, they measure the potential. That is why we say, if you were so good, why you did not come first? Why did you come third? So that's a fixed mindset way of looking at things. And another interesting thing, mera beta itna shandar hai, wo raat ko video game khelne ke bawajood bhi wo first aata hai. That means the belief is intelligent people should not have to work hard. That's one of the beliefs of a fixed mindset. And failure reflects a lack of intelligence. And one needs to be constantly validated. These are some of the beliefs of people who have fixed mindset. Now, what do these beliefs lead to? Jab soch mein is prakar ke chintan chalta hai, what is the result? The result is, I must succeed at any cost. I have to cheat. I have to copy because I have to come first because my position is related with the rank that I am going to get. So marks or achievement, they are more important than learning. This is a part of a fixed mindset. And the idea of a fixed mindset person is they always try to impress people. They always try to please them. They can't take criticism. And when they are faced with challenges, their response is helpless. That means they do not pay attention to the learning, but they pay attention to the feeling. You can make a note and think about it. Whenever you fail, you have a chance to pay attention to the learning or to pay attention to the feeling. What is it that you are paying attention to? If you are fixed mindset, they pay attention to the feeling. And that is why they get depressed, they get de-energized, and that impacts their self-esteem. And any time they face a challenge, they will denigrate their intelligence. Kismati futi hui hai. That is why I became like this. I am not intelligent. I cannot do this. These are some of the results of somebody who is having fixed mindset. Now, the second type of mindset is growth mindset. Growth mindset believes that intelligence is malleable. That means it's flexible. We can change the intelligence. You can improve. And learning requires hard work and effort. It does not say if you are intelligent, you should not have to work hard. That is one of the biggest wrong beliefs that we have developed. All individuals can learn and improve. Another very interesting belief of people with growth mindset. And we cannot measure a person's potential. So if a manager has a fixed mindset, he will never help his team members improve because he says, either this fellow can do or he cannot do. But if a manager has a growth mindset, they will say, this person, if trained, they can learn and grow. So let me invest my energy in training them. They become good mentors. And failure is not the end of the life. Because failure is a chance to learn so that we can move ahead. This is what a growth mindset person believes. And what are the results? Success is doing your best in learning and improving. Success is not about numbers. That is why if you see most of the people who have started unicorns in India, they are not toppers. And most of the scientists, if you ask them who have come here, I'm sure more than 80% or 70% of them, they would not have been toppers. Through their hard work, they reached where they reached because they had that growth mindset. Because learning is more important than the result. And they always have this get better mindset. They constantly want to get smarter. That is why it's called as growth mindset. And they are willing to take on new challenges because their focus is on learning and not on feeling. And when they are faced with any challenge, instead of helpless response, they come up with mastery response. We were interviewing this 20 years ago in our company. We were interviewing this guy fresh out of college. He cracked our mathematics entrance exam extremely well. Nobody got so many marks as he got in that exam. But then he could not complete a single sentence in English. But when he saw that this fellow is intelligent, he, in the sense, worked hard and got these many marks, we said, let's give him a chance. In the next 5 years, he worked so hard that in improving his English, a person who could not complete one single sentence started speaking fluent English at the end of 5 years because he worked really hard. And today, if you meet him, he is one of the senior directors in one of the top IT companies in India. You would never realize or recognize that this was the same person who 20 years ago could not speak a single line of English because he had that growth mindset. He had that belief that I can learn and grow. And the interesting thing about this mindset is it changes how you look at the world and what you find. Because if I look at the world as if this world is a place where only success matters, even by cheating I need to be successful, that is what you will find. So the how, my attitude, how I look at the world determines what I find. That is, my vritti determines my drishti. Vritti comes from the Sanskrit word vritta, means circle. That which I keep repeating, that same belief, whatever I keep repeating, that forms like a glass, like a lens, which then filters what I see. If I see the world as world which is filled with sorrow, what will I find? That is what I will find. If I look at the world that this is filled with opportunities, I will find opportunities. And as a manager, if your view is, all these fellows have come to cheat me, nobody is interested in learning and growing, then when you look at them from that perspective, that is what you will find. So that's why you see the results are, they come because of our behaviors. But if you move down, there are underlying beliefs. What I believe about myself, about my capability, what I am aware of, who I think I am, determines how I view the world. If I think I am capable, then I will look at the world as full of opportunities. If I think I am incapable, then I will look at the world as filled with failures. That is why who I think I am, what is my awareness, what is my belief, my smriti, smara means remember. What I remind of myself constantly, that is what determines my attitude. Who I think I am determines how I see the world, and how I see the world determines what I find. My smriti impacts my vritti, and my vritti impacts my drishti. Let's explore this in a little more. So how does my awareness, who I think I am, determines what I find? Let me give you an example. This is often unconscious and subtle. Let's take a few examples. When you step into office, how do you behave? There's a certain way you behave. And when you step into your home, how do you behave? Is there a difference? Yes or no? If you behave like a boss with your kids, what will they tell you? Amma, you are at home. I'm your son. Okay? I'm not your team member. They say that? So because when you move to home, your awareness changes. And when you move with your friends, when you represent your office or country, you have a different kind of awareness. And this is unconscious and it keeps changing based on the role that we play. Now, why we are discussing this in the context of applied spirituality and mindset? I'm going to give you another very simple example. Science says our ancestors were like this. All of us learned this. Yes or no? Yes or no? Good. This is how we were. Or these were our ancestors. Correct? But the religion, it teaches that these were our ancestors. Now, if I believe that I descended from the apes, what happened? Is it working? So it's a question of belief. If I believe I descended from apes, then I will say I am fundamentally an ape. And my nature is to fight and win because it is survival of fittest. And in order to get along with others, I must suppress my basal emotions because I believe I am fundamentally an ape. That's my awareness. Instead, if I believe I am fundamentally divine, then I start saying my nature is peace, love, and joy. Then I must emerge and express these latent qualities through introspection and meditation. This is a question of who I think I am. What is my smriti? I'm not talking about what is right, what is wrong. I will not get into the debate. But the question here, or what we are discussing, is awareness impacts action. Who I think I am determines what I do and how I behave. And my belief impacts behavior. Very, very important. Awareness impacts action and belief impacts behavior. That's why we say smriti says sthiti. Whatever I believe I am, my smriti determines my state of mind, sthiti. And from sthiti comes my swaroop, what I become an embodiment of, because my smriti determines who I become. And from swaroop comes the samarthi. So if I want to become samarth, then I must learn to change my smriti. If I don't remember, if I vismriti say asamarthi, smriti say samarthi. So from smriti comes vritti, from vritti comes drishti. From drishti, whatever we see, that is how we act, the kriti. And from kriti comes srishti. Now, interestingly, in the world, whether it is climate change, whether it is any of the problems that we are trying to solve, we are trying to change the kriti, thinking that it will change the srishti. It will not. We pour billions of dollars, but nothing changes because our smriti hasn't changed. Fundamentally, we should start with our awareness, who I think I am. And that's the biggest change you will learn here at Brahma Kumaris. That's where spirituality comes in. In your smriti, do you consider yourself as a body or do you consider yourself as a soul? This is what you must have learned as a part of the meditation course and all the sessions here. Aham Atma, Mama Shariram. So fundamentally, when I change my awareness that I am no longer this body, I am a soul, then my whole srishti changes. So if I want to change the srishti around me, it is enough for me to start by changing my smriti. That is why Brahma Kumari's slogan is world transformation through self transformation. Fundamentally, when I change my smriti, only then the srishti around me can change. So when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Very important principle. If I look at myself as a body, I will look at myself as a bundle of weaknesses. But when I start looking at myself as a soul, I will start looking at myself as a bag of virtues, as a bag of capabilities, as a bag of potentials. Now let's explore this further. I'll just give you, given the time, a glimpse of how this change in awareness can bring about a change in the way I behave. Let's take this example. Whenever I consider myself as a soul, Atma, and I start behaving as a soul, Atam Abhimani, so what does this Atma Abhimani Sthiti mean? What does this soul consciousness mean? So the first thing that we learn as a part of soul consciousness is, I am unique. Is anyone exactly the same as the other person, or each one of us is unique? Each one of us is unique. So that's the first property. The second is, I am equal, not same. We are all different, but we are all equal. Nobody is greater, nobody is lesser. When we consider each one of us as a soul, as an Atma, I am valuable because I'm filled with virtues, filled with capabilities. And I am not a victim, I am a master. That's one thing you will learn here. If I start a task thinking I cannot do this, what is the probability of me succeeding? Will it increase or decrease? Increase or decrease? But if I start with this mindset, if I start with this belief that I can do this, the probability will increase or decrease? Increase. Because I can succeed. Irrespective of what I am doing, who I think I am determines how I act. So here, you start with this mindset, this belief that I am the master. I am the creator, not the created. I am light, I am connected, I am capable, and I am eternal. These are the characteristics of being soul conscious. When I am soul conscious, then automatically I become more capable. I'm going to explore just two characteristics to show you how soul consciousness leads to growth mindset. Let's take this simple concept of I'm unique. Do all of you agree that each one of you is unique? Yes or no? Louder. Very good. So when I start I am unique, it means there is no one else like me. Agreed? Very good. That means I cannot become you, you cannot become me. Yes? That means if I am unique, you are also unique. If there is nobody else like me, there is nobody else like you also. Now when I start believing this, when I become conscious of this characteristic that I am unique, you are unique, how will that impact myself at the level of self? I will stop becoming someone else. The whole world today, including the media and the advertisement industry, is convincing you that you are not you, you should look like somebody else, you should dress like somebody else, you should think like somebody else, you should speak like somebody else. Yes or no? So when I consider myself as I am unique, then I will stop worrying about trying to become somebody else. I am as I am absolutely fine. And that is what generates a lot of self-compassion and self-acceptance rather than self-criticism and self-comparison. It all starts just with this one thought that I am unique. And all types of comparisons disappear because comparisons don't make any sense, do they? Because when I can't become you, you can't become me, where is the question of me comparing with you? Each one of us is unique, each one of us is different. And that is what contributes to positive self-esteem, and self-criticism decreases. One of the most important problems in mental health today is this constant self-criticism. You always try to say, I have to become somebody else. And when you look at the work in the relationships, you are unique means your tastes, Your reactions, your abilities are all different from mine, and that's absolutely okay. Balabhai, 30 saal ho gaya hai. Main white pehenna pasand karta hu aur ye black pehenti hai. Sunti hi nahi hai. Now, there is no fight because your black is equal to my white because each one of us is unique. Your taste is different. My taste is different. I respect your taste. You respect my taste because we are all equal and we are different. So mutual respect increases and I start listening to you even if your opinion is different because I know because you are unique, you will think different and your opinions will be different and I'm okay with it. When we talk about love, it's not running around the trees that we see in the movies. Love at heart is a combination of respect and safety. That is why we like being loved. That is why being loved by someone is so powerful. Because in love, when I say I love you, it means I respect you. When I say I love you, I am providing that safe space to you. When I internally strongly feel that I am unique, you are unique, I will stop trying to change you. Very, very, very important. A lot of issues in relationships are because of this, of me trying to change the other person. And this, at the workplace, has another interesting impact. Every team member is equal, so I consider everyone's opinion. And I create a safe space. And that's what increases psychological safety in the teams. That means they feel safe to express themselves. And it takes the quality of conversations a notch higher. Because I'm not trying to impose you, I'm not forcing you to think like me. Yaar, hamesha jab bhi main kuch bhi sunata hu na, ye ulta hi bolta hai. Ye kahan se aaya hai? Now I will not start complaining because that is what is unique to you. You are absolutely okay to have an opinion different with mine because you are unique and I am unique. And no idea is brushed aside. And this creates more opportunities for better ideas to be shared. Definitely you would want to love to work with that kind of a manager who does not cut you off, who listens to your opinions, yes or no. He may not agree, but he will respect your opinions, he will accept them. And where does that come from? With this one thought that I am unique and you are unique. Now take the next point. I am master, I am creator. And remember this, you are the painter of your life. Don't give the paintbrush to somebody else. Very important. So, as a coach and a counselor, many people come to me wanting to take help, even in our office. So, one of my colleagues, he recommended his friends to approach me, who was a drug addict. He was living in US, young fellow. He wanted to come out of the drug addiction, but he was not able to. He was been struggling for many years. So, during the first session, I introduced him to this concept that you are a soul, you are a master of your mind, and you are the master of your habit. He started crying. Because nobody told him that he was a master. Because of the drug addiction, he felt that he was a slave of the substance. For the first time in his life, somebody told him, you are a master. You have the capability to control your thoughts. You have the capability to control your urges. He started practicing meditation and he started repeating this, that I am the master of my mind, I can control my urges. And just with those couple of sessions for the next few years, he's still there, he's still working. For the next few years, he is sober. That means he stopped taking his drug because for the first time, he became aware of who he is. And that's what soul consciousness does. That is why here at Brahma Kumaris, we don't teach man kutta hai, man billi hai, man mandar hai, man goda hai. No, it's very simple. You are the master of your mind. You can control your thoughts. And that's the first step to become mentally strong. And as a master, I can control my thoughts. And as a master, I create my own experience. That's so powerful. Because I choose to be happy. You cannot influence my happiness. Because I choose to remain peaceful. I choose to remain happy because I am the master. That dependency suddenly disappears. And as a master, I respond. I don't react. I don't blame others. And as a master, I am assertive. I am not aggressive. Just with this awareness change, I just changed one smriti. We haven't even explored the other elements of soul consciousness. We just explored only two. I am unique. I am master. And see the difference it's making. The more I am aware that I am the master, the more I am aware I am the unique, you see how I become more empowered. Just with this one thought, everything, the world is not going to change. But when I change the way I look at things, the things I look at change. When I change the way I look at myself, how I look at myself, when that changes, what I look inside me also changes. Being a master means accepting and acknowledging my capabilities and having faith in myself. And that's such a big thing, because that is what we spend millions of dollars in education, in government, and all over the world, helping empower people so that they don't become mentally unwell. But we are forgetting this point, because what is fundamental is my smriti. What are we teaching our kids? What are we thinking about ourselves? When that small shift in awareness happens, that aham atma mama shariram, I am soul, this is my body, you see the number of positive changes that happen. When you are body conscious, you are unhappy and you are stuck in fixed mindset. And that's where you keep thinking, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, I am not fair, I am not tall, I am not fat. All these kind of things come because you are stuck with your body and you are stuck with your role. When I move beyond these, when I start looking myself as a soul, when I start looking at you as a soul, then the whole equation changes. When you are soul conscious, you are happy and you naturally develop growth mindset. Because you will say, yes, I tried, I failed, but I am not a failure. There's a big difference. I failed, but I am not a failure, because I can always try once more. Like that, if you start reflecting on those characteristics of soul consciousness, when I say I am equal and I am different but not same, imagine what would happen to your relationships, to your thought process. When I say I am eternal, what happens to all my fears about death? When I say I am connected, when I say I am valuable, imagine all those characteristics of being soul conscious, what kind of positive impact it would have on every aspect of our life. So the simplest but the most powerful principle that we encourage to take with you, all of you, is aham atma mama shariram. Can you repeat with me? Aham atma mama shariram. I am the soul and I have this body. I am not the body. That was just a glimpse. Good, within the time I have, that is what I could share. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Brother Bala, for giving us insight how we can shift from fixed mindset to growth mindset. So now I'd like to invite Sri S.B. Taneja ji also to please come on the stage and take his seat. So now we move to the next speaker, the chairperson, Professor Dr. Alok Mishra. Dr. Alok Mishra is a Vice Chancellor, Mewar University at Chittorgarh, Rajasthan, and professor of Constitutional Law from India. He has experience in teaching, research, administrative, and practicing at bar for more than three decades. He was a founder and chairman of Human Rights Organization and an associate member Indian section of Amnesty International London. He's a life member, non-practicing, of the Supreme Court Bar Association, Indian Society of International Law, and Indian Law Institute, New Delhi. He was a member of International Council of Jurists, London. He's a consultant in the field of constitutional law, and he's also the fellow of the Institute of Constitutional Law and Parliamentary Studies, New Delhi. So I will request him to please come and address us on this topic. Thank you. Please welcome us with a round of applause.
Respected Shri B.K. Balakishore, Shri U.S. Taneja Ji, faculty from the Spark ORC Delhi, Brahm Kumari Yeshu, Mr. Amulya Mishra Ji, Professor Prashant Acharya, very senior professor, and Professor Suchitra Rath, Professor Sudipta Rath of Mewar University, Chittorgarh, Assistant Professor and many faculty members of the country, like very senior academics present here on the dais and off the dais. I feel really humbled by the invitation extended and being with you on the dais for a few moments. Very thankful to organizers of the conference of this great and unique university of the world, the Spiritual University, Mount Abu, and extend good wishes from the side of his students, faculty, and management of Mewar University, Chittorgarh, Rajasthan. I wish to mention my deepest appreciation to the previous speaker who spoke so well and very touchy and very convincingly and logically expounded the subject. Few examples I will place. Changing, how to change the fixed mindset, which is dangerous, into a progressive, into a changing, an accompanying mindset across the journey of life of an individual and of the humanity on the whole, or life on the whole on this planet. The first example which comes in my mind, excavations at Mohenjo-daro, 7 layers of town planning at the same place on the banks, left bank of River Indus. Then at Harappa, the same thing happened. And one of the most urban civilizations of 3,500 years old civilization perished. The theories which have been given with regard to the decline of this civilization, the most pertinent theory believed to be till now is poor plasticity of mind of Harappans. After a point of time, they stopped changing their mindset, and that's how the urban civilization we had declined. There were more than 600 letters and variants in Indus script, which was pictographic, yet only 17 were used, whereas Aryan hymns were reaching to musical heights at the same time in Samveda. So development of language. We have traveled a long way from Bhimbetka to Smileys, the language of human beings, the way it is growing. That shows the dynamic civilization. The conferences with regard to integration of science and spirituality, and spirituality in research, two examples again. The object in the mind of Dhruv was to have a darshan of God. But the object in the mind of Gautam was not to see the God, but to find out what is the cause of sorrow in this world. And for 6 long years, again the spirituality helped him in finding out the cause of sorrow, which is again, if the causes are located rightly, then things can be cured. So again, the spirituality helped in greatest researches ever done. Example of Gautam I gave. Then how the mindset changes with time if efforts are made from generation to generation. Till 1978, Honorable Supreme Court of India was interpreting that equality, freedom and life are three different things, and the three rights given in Article 14, 19 and 21 are to be interpreted separately. But suddenly in 1978, Royappa case came, and followed by Menaka Gandhi versus Union of India judgment, in which Supreme Court said that the interpretations cannot be with isolated lenses, but all the three rights, life without freedom, life without equality is meaningless. Same view almost was given in Khadak Singh case, that life doesn't mean simply a body alive and breathing, but includes all those mental and bodily faculties of a human being through which soul communicates with the outer world. This is what is the line quoted by the Supreme Court. Again, as most of the pioneering inventions post Second World War II, we find coming from United States, even in the field of law, public interest litigation coming in America in Earl Jidon case. It's a convict who was to pass 3 years in jail, had already passed 9 years inside the jail because there was no one to bail him out. So, sentence was already over, so some children were playing near his barrack. So he called a child, asked him to bring a notebook and a pencil, and on a piece of paper, he writes to the Supreme Court of America, Chief Justice, that this is what is my difficulty. I have already served the sentence, but there is no one to bail me out or take my bail. And that's how the public interest litigation got invented, and then it traveled to India in Bhagalpur blinding case, considered to be the first occasion when PIL was granted in India, on the famous facts of the case. Film Gangajal was also made. So how you interpret law, how you interpret science, how you interpret subject, how you interpret spirituality progressively, in a dynamic way, in a living way, and how these disciplines of knowledge, because ultimately the object of knowledge of any kind is to serve a single human being as well as the humanity, the entire humanity, because both are important. We cannot ignore even a single human being, neither we can ignore the entire humanity. So how we look at it, how these disciplines serve human beings and humanity, that is very important. And how you change the perspective, how you change the set beliefs. Mindset is, again, in simple words, is a set of beliefs, fixed set of beliefs, within the periphery of which we think. But if you liberate the periphery, if you go for an out-of-box thinking, then of course new innovations will come. Without science, spirituality is difficult to be believed or practiced. And without spirituality, science will be meaningless. Because ultimately, the only discipline in the field, in the realm of knowledge, which tries to explore all the three dimensions of life, that is matter, soul and God, is philosophy. That is the subject which tries to define the correlation between the three, and the development in this regard will help us. So with this, I would like to mention again that the correlation is to be understood, and in a new perspective, a fresh interpretation of things is always required to be taken up, and that's how you can serve people and humanity better. Serving human beings is probably the greatest way or movement towards spirituality. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Professor Dr. Alok Mishra. Now I'd like to request our next guest of honor, Dr. S.B. Taneja. Let me introduce him. Sri S.B. Taneja is a scientist as assumed the charge of Director ISSA Delhi with effect from 5th March 2015. He holds M.Tech in Computer Science from IIT Roorkee, M.Sc. Electronics from Delhi University. He joined Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, in November 1988 after completing 1 year electronics fellowship course at Institute of Eminence Technology, and was posted to this Aeronautical Development Organization, Bangalore, at Scientist B. At ADE, he worked for design and development of telecommand and tracking station of unmanned aircraft. He developed ground control station software for unmanned air vehicles. So, yeah, sure, please, welcome. Please come and guide us on this and give your insights.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'm sorry to the organizer. In fact, there was a confusion on the dais we'd have seen. In fact, I was to be on the dais tomorrow, but I have some office work, so I requested them, and due to that, this confusion in fact happened. But this is what the spirituality means, how intelligently they handle the situation, probably in the crisis only, otherwise. Now coming to the, in fact, B.K. Bala sir, jo hai, inko, apna jo subject, in fact, when I got the information ki this topic pe aaj I have to share the dice with the divine souls. So the first thing what we start doing, going to the internet, see what this subject, this topic is, and then fixed mindset to the growth mindset. Lot many things are available on internet if you Google. Lot of literature I saw that that Stanford's psychologist, she gave this theory through a book in 2006. But keep it aside, whatever the B.K. Bala is actually the original what he told. Now, whatever when we come here, strictly speaking, on ground if you see, we don't have any knowledge on the subject. Actually, jahan hamari knowledge khatam hoti hai, wahan start hota hai, on ground if you look into. So we always, I feel uncomfortable whenever I'm coming to this organization, and thanks to the organizers, they give us the respect, but ground reality is that whatever the knowledge they have, we only can share our experience. Obviously, we can't give any knowledge here because we ourselves are actually acquiring the knowledge. But yes, certain questions we have in mind, we pose there and we try to see the solutions of those questions. But the explanation what you have given, that the growth mindset with the soul, I think this explanation is nowhere in the missing find, the original whatever he has given, I can assure you, because I myself are seeing this subject, because if we must know that. So that is something which probably if you look into daily this, if you say half glass full and half glass empty, this we have been finding in every day of life. And when organization where we work, obviously we all work for some user, whatever we develop, and then finally somebody comes and says that this is not there, that is not there. The only difference is the person who has the positive and the growth mindset, he says glass is half full. And the other person with the fixed mindset or the negative mindset, he says it's half empty. So I've seen probably this is a message which is very important we should take to our organization wherever we are working. Daily life, I'm sure, hota hoga. The people with whom we, as they have told, we are part of the defense R&D organizations and we work for services, then obviously life is not one and zero. Whatever we develop, there always is a possibility that how the other person looks. I've seen the officers who actually have seen half glass full, they could make it other half also, they filled it and finally they took the full glass with them. Other who were seeing that half is empty, neither they got that half whatever already was there. So that is very important aspect. I think that's the crux as far if you ask me what is the growth mindset. Fundamentally, probably what we feel is that this all theory, even though they call it psychology in 2006, this is in our roots. Our parents used to teach us all these things. Probably the mindset was there, probably we have forgotten that my understanding. And yesterday as Professor Mashelkar was talking about the turmeric, which actually was actually our this thing and somebody was patented. Probably I assume this growth mindset and this kind of philosophy, what we are talking, it was already rooted here. And now somebody actually in the foreign, he actually preaches and finally they come with their own theory of this thing. So that is the subject. So probably there's no point me to in deliberating on the subject which B.K. Bala has already taken. In fact, a few years back I had come for the Spark conference where you had given a presentation on technical research, what yesterday we saw in evening. The important thing, message what we am taking from here is, if you saw yesterday, scientifically, one, two things which came. One is that science actually came from spirituality. So that fact remains. And obviously, we, whosoever scientists, technologies are there, we actually are basically, spirituality actually was the mother of all these things. Other important aspect, yesterday if you would have seen, now they have shown certain case studies where probably what has been taught here, they have experimentally found. One of the technical paper which was given, the yeast, they found the how the aura or the when the sakash is being given, and that they could experimentally shown that it actually has an effect compared to the place where it was not. Other important aspect in the management science, we talk about one of the orators, they talk about how they can take this into management. I think that is a part and parcel of Brahmakumaris. They're going to all management schools and teaching. In fact, they come to DRD also. I'm thankful to them. We actually call them and then they teach us how actually the human resource has to be looked into. Now, basic question is comes, all of you are sitting here, probably I'm sure, if you ask when you were in the childhood, was that a better time or what is it, today is a better time? And I'm damn sure if 100% there, you will say that time was better. Now, if I look back, what was that time? Nothing was there. I was just deliberating yesterday myself, when we used to have a cycle at our home, that there should be a license was needed for that token. That was the time a token chahiye hota tha, cycle chalana hai, toh TV khareedna hai, toh uske liye ek jo hai license lena padta tha government se. Doodh lena hai, toh uska ek wo aluminium ka ek jo hai license ya whatever you call it aata tha, usme 2 liter doodh milta tha. And uske liye my grandfather used to go 4 o'clock in the morning, aur kahi baar hota tha ki line mein number bhi nahi hai. Now that was the time, and today we have everything. You see the technology, what we have, everything is there. But still, why we're not happy? The question I was trying to basically go through and see what is the reason, what the other. So that is the basic question, is why we're not happy. So probably the answer is that these gadgets are not giving happiness. And I was reading somewhere, they are saying gadget is not responsible. In fact, they are not meant for giving you happiness. They are there to give you basically comfort, or they can make the life more efficient. But they are not there to give you happiness. Happiness has to come from inside. So this actually answer, we are getting it here. When we come here, we try understand this fact that technology, when it is growing, it is good. And here also, when we come, they always say that use the technology. But technology, definitely, we should know who am I. And the moment I know that particular aspect, obviously, I'll be more happy, more satisfied. So that another important thing, when we come here, as I told you, we can't. I was trying to see this, whatever the posters are here. Now that actually is the crux of everything. I'll just see, I don't know how many, everybody when we come in the morning here, this honesty, respect, tolerance, unity, happiness, peace, humility and love. I think probably that is the crux of everything. That is the reason they have placed it here. So beyond that, I don't think we can teach you the lectures. When you ask us, we can give us anything beyond. But coming to the subject also, I thought, just to carry forward, if you permit, I was going through everything, how to differentiate between whether you have a growth mindset or you are having a fixed mindset. So there are some certain questions are there, can we pose so that they can answer it. So I just saw how the researcher was saying, they posed a question, a situation they posted. He says that you get a very high grade in an exam. Now that is the question, a situation is there. Now, how will you react to that? Anybody can stand and tell how you will basically describe the situation. A situation is where you or your son or the daughter, they have got the good grade. Yeah, please tell. Okay, good. So she is neutral. She doesn't want to say this or that way. So I can't make out whether it's a fixed mindset or it's a growth mindset. Okay. One you are saying appreciation, yes, okay. So I think topic I'll carry forward. So I'll say what the survey when they did, they said. So the fixed mindset approach said the great must really be intelligent. So they said the person must be intelligent, that's a great. That was this mindset, they say it's a fixed mindset. The how the growth mindset person will say, he will say the great must have worked hard and learnt a lot. Now is this is the what a psychologist when he's talking about a fixed and growth mind. So question is that you are intelligent, you have done good, that is a now effectively he is saying that he would have worked hard and he would have put lot of knowledge into this thing. So that was one situation which they posed into this thing. And similarly, what will happen if it is negative? That means if they got the bad marks, how will you react to that? Same you can, who said earlier, how will you react to that? Actually, that is the most difficult situation compared to first one or better. Yeah. Sorry? Yeah. So basically the one person, other thing is that growth mindset will tell, okay, you should work more hard, as you are saying, you have to give the encouragement that he is. So there are many examples are there. They are telling the time also is, I need to wrap up into this thing, will not get to the more subject. Lastly, what I tell whenever we come, actually I am coming twice or thrice, Sparks, to one important aspect I want to give to the audience is that coming here, I was also came twice, later on, last September I came, I took again the 7-day course here. My final take to the all the audience is that unless we get to the centers, unless we get daily or whatever time we have, those centers and get involved ourselves and listen to the Murli, I think coming here finally it gets washed away. After 2-3 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, that's the end it becomes. But the moment you go from here, we are charged. It remains there for a week, 10 days. But my personal, this thing, when I started going to the center, that was the time when I learned a lot and probably it has given me a lot of change, which probably I got all my answers, who am I? And actually it is helping me in organization also. End of the day, when we react, work with our own, so probably it is more creativity has come, the way we interact with our juniors. And not only that, in Delhi also, for example, our office is near civil lines. From the centers, we call the sisters, and they come, they give the lectures. So this probably whosoever is coming here first time, please go and get attached to the center nearby, whichever area you are there, and then see the results. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. S.B. Taneja ji, for sharing your experience about meditation, about the topic. And now I request Sister B.K. Yushu to give us some experiential experience about Raja Yoga meditation. So let me introduce her. She is a spiritual and motivational speaker. She is practicing Raja Yoga since her childhood and serving as an internal auditor in the Brahma Kumari's headquarters, Mount Abu, Rajasthan. And she is an active member of SPARC and ORC coordinator for all this kind of activities of SPARC
and serving there as a faculty at Om Shanti Retreat Centers, Manesar, and organizing different kind of workshops, activities, and conducting corporate training. So I request her to take us, all of us, to have some experiential learning about Rajyoga meditation.
Om Shanti, Om Shanti. हम बहुत कुछ सुन रहे थे यहाँ पे एंड देयर इज़ अ वन वर्ड इज़ अ शिफ्ट. तो बाला भाई ने बहुत अच्छा हमें बताया, सब कुछ ही उन्होंने उसमें बताया है, दैट इज़ सोल कॉन्शियसनेस. तो अभी हम उसको एक्सपीरियंस करते हैं फॉर 10 मिनट्स. एंड एक उसमें शब्द था जो बाला भाई की प्रेजेंटेशन में था, अहम आत्मा मम शरीर. एंड द कॉन्शियसनेस मीन्स वॉट, अगर शिफ्ट भी करना है तो शिफ्ट. आज के टाइम पे आप सब देखें तो डाइट कॉन्शियसनेस हम बहुत ज़्यादा हैं एंड देट इज़ वेरी गुड. तो देयर इज़ अ शिफ्ट के बॉडी कॉन्शियसनेस से कम टू द सोल कॉन्शियसनेस. सोल कॉन्शियसनेस होंगे तो ऑटोमेटिकली बॉडी अपने आप अच्छा काम भी करेगी और डाइट कॉन्शियसनेस अपने आप मैनेज भी हो जाएगा. तो देयर इज़ वन इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग, दैट इज़ सोल कॉन्शियसनेस. तो अभी हम उसी आत्मा की प्रैक्टिस को यहाँ पर, क्योंकि मेडिटेशन मीन्स यू हैव टू कनेक्ट विद द सुप्रीम पावर, और मॉर्निंग में बहुत अच्छा सुप्रीम पावर के ऊपर हमें सेशन भी किया है कि वो परमात्मा है कौन और हम कौन हैं. हम कौन हैं? हम ऐसे ही आत्मा नहीं हैं, बट हम पीसफुल सोल हैं, लवफुल सोल हैं. जो ब्रदर ने यहाँ पर इतना अच्छा हॉल में देखा, दैट इज़ द मैसेज. आप जितने भी यहाँ पे वैल्यूज़ देख रहे हैं, ये आत्मा के गुण हैं. दैट इज़ वी आर लवफुल, वी आर नॉलेजफुल. तो हम इसको लेते हुए मेडिटेशन को अपने जीवन का आधार बनाएंगे. एंड थैंक यू सो मच ब्रदर जो लास्ट में हमारे बीच में आए. उन्होंने कहा कि आप सेंटर पे जाएं, जाके आपको उस चीज़ का एक्सपीरियंस होगा. एंड देयर इज़ इन इंग्लिश देयर इज़ वन सेइंग, प्रैक्टिस मेक्स अ मैन परफेक्ट. विदाउट प्रैक्टिस लाइफ में भी कुछ नहीं होता. लेकिन बाला भाई ने बहुत अच्छा बताया, हम सक्सेस को मार्क करते हैं मार्क्स से, बट सक्सेस मार्क्स नहीं है, सक्सेस है ग्रोथ. फेल्यूअर में भी हम अपने आप को सस्टेन कर जाएं, सिचुएशंस में भी अपने आप को ग्रोथ कर लें. तो मेडिटेशन की वो प्रैक्टिस है जिससे हम ये सब चीज़ें कर सकते हैं. तो नाउ वी स्टार्ट अ मेडिटेशन फॉर फ्यू मिनट्स. एंड आई रियली हम्बल रिक्वेस्ट टू ऑल ऑफ यू कि अपने मोबाइल फोन्स को आप थोड़ी देर, उनको भी बोलें मेडिटेशन करें, तो वो भी अच्छे से मेडिटेशन करेंगे. चलिए, तो सभी सीधे होके बैठेंगे, अपनी आँखों को हम खोल के रखेंगे, और जैसा जैसा हम आपको गाइड करेंगे वैसा वैसे कॉन्शियसनेस में, बॉडी नहीं, अब मैं एक शांत आत्मा इस जगह पर बैठी हूँ. महसूस करें मैं शांत आत्मा, शक्तिशाली आत्मा, आज से, अभी से अपने शरीर के भान को शिफ्ट करती जा रही हूं सोल कॉन्शियसनेस के ऊपर. आई एम अ a loveful being. I am pure being. I am powerful being. और धीरे धीरे इस कॉन्शियसनेस से आई एम फीलिंग वेरी लाइट. और धीरे धीरे मेरी बॉडी एकदम रिलैक्स होती जा रही है. मैं आत्मा अपने प्यारे परम पिता परमात्मा से गहरे संबंध को महसूस कर रही हूं और मेरे जीवन में मेरी थिंकिंग में मेरे विचारों में पॉजिटिव शक्तिशाली लाइट सारे गुण अनुभव होते जा रहे हैं और मैं शक्तिशाली आत्मा आज इस छोटे से शिफ्ट को अपने अंदर महसूस कर रही हूं. अहम आत्मा मम शरीर. आई एम light. I am happy. धीरे धीरे उस परम शक्ति परमात्मा से असीम शांति असीम सुख मुझ आत्मा को मिलता जा रहा है और धीरे धीरे मेरा बहुत प्यारा संबंध बहुत प्यारा कॉन्वर्सेशन मेरे पिता परमात्मा से होता जा रहा है. मेरा मन मेरी बुद्धि और मेरे संस्कारों में मैं हट गया है और मैं शांत आत्मा इसका रियलाइजेशन मैं करती जा रही हूँ करता जा रहा हूँ. आई एम लाइट. आई एम पावरफुल. आई एम peaceful. Meri Smriti meri vritti meri drishti meri kriti aur meri smriti in sabhi mein ek sakaratmak chintan ki khushboo आती जा रही है एंड नाउ आई एम फीलिंग लाइक एन एंजल. धीरे धीरे सब तरफ से आई एम फीलिंग वेरी वेरी पावरफुल और धीरे धीरे मैं वापस इस हॉल की अवेयरनेस में आ जाऊं एंड अंदर ही अंदर अपने आप को बहुत ही प्यार से थैंक यू टू आर सेल्फ कि मैं शिफ्ट के प्रोसेस में ग्रोथ माइंडसेट में अपने आप को महसूस कर रही हूँ. आई एम पीसफुल. आई एम लवफुल. ओम शांति. ओम शांति. अपने हाथों को रब करें बहुत स्लोली और अपने चेहरे पे लगाएं एंड अगेन से टू योरसेल्फ आई एम लाइट एंड आई एम लवफुल. ओम शांति.
Thank you, sister, for taking us such a wonderful journey. Now I request VK sisters to please welcome this give a moment or two to our guests and speakers.